This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A senior defense official says a Pentagon audit has found that Halliburton, the Texas oil services company formerly run by Dick Cheney, has been overcharging the government for contract work performed in Iraq. In blunt criticism by its customer, the military, Halliburton was chided for excessive charges in importing gasoline and running dining facilities. The company has admitted no wrongdoing. NPR's John Burnett has been following the story from Austin, Texas. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
What exactly has Halliburton been accused of doing?
Well, for some quick background, Halliburton currently has two contracts with the military in Iraq. One provides base housing for the troops, everything from sleeping quarters to setting up internet cafes. The second is to repair Iraq's shattered oil sector and to keep Iraqi civilians supplied with gasoline and diesel and cooking oil. So the Pentagon's bookkeeper, which is called the Defense Contract Audit Agency, has been very carefully looking into Halliburton's requisitions and in Iraq and in the company headquarters in Houston. Late yesterday, the military's chief financial officer, Dov Zakim, quoted by the Associated Press, said that contractor improprieties and mischarging on department contracts will neither be condoned nor allowed to continue.
Were there any specifics?
There were. Pentagon officials were quoted as saying that Halliburton reportedly paid as much as $61 million too much for gasoline purchased in Kuwait and then trucked into Iraq, and that they submitted a proposal for cafeteria services that was $67 million too high and was rejected. Over the past 2 months, most of the criticism has focused on the gasoline purchases. Halliburton pays the equivalent of $2.64 a gallon for Kuwaiti gas, which is then heavily subsidized and sold to the Iraqis for as little as 10 cents a gallon at the pump. The loudest critic has been Representative Henry Waxman, the Democrat from California. He's been hammering the administration over the U.S. contracts in Iraq. And he points out that the Pentagon's own fuel buyer, called the Defense Energy Support Center, can buy and move the gas from Kuwait into Iraq for less than half that amount. And then the Congressional Research Service has also weighed in and said they, too, think that Halliburton's fuel prices seem excessive.
So what does Halliburton say in response to all this?
They continue to admit no wrongdoing. Last week, I interviewed Chuck Dominey, the vice president for government affairs for Halliburton, and he said that there is a dramatic price difference, and he said the reason is because, number one, the transportation in a war zone is just very expensive from the border to the distribution depots, and he also said that Halliburton has had to buy this gasoline in 30-day contracts, which makes for very expensive trucking contracts. And he said Kuwaiti truckers have even had to cancel other contracts to help bring the trucks to Halliburton. And again, yesterday, Kellogg Brown & Root KBR, which is the subsidiary working in Iraq for Halliburton, they reiterated the company has not overcharged and that they believe the pricing will hold up under rigorous auditing.
NPR's John Burnett.